The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Okay, significant inheritance tax changes are being considered by the government for Budget 2027. But should they be? Some argue the current system is discriminatory to those without children, while others say a change to current thresholds is essentially a tax cut for the wealthy. To discuss this, we're joined by Wexford councillor Michael Sheehan and Green Party councillor and party's finance spokesperson Michael Pidgeon. Michael Sheehan, to you first. Why do you want to see the system change, and in what way?
Well, first of all, Shane, thanks for having me on and jogging my memory with the Chupa Pups. And I would agree, the coffee and cream was a bit. We're looking for, let me start off by saying, this is a campaign been put together by a grassroots campaign called EDIT, the End Discrimination of Inheritance Tax, which at its very core is unfair to couples who have no children, and it's unfair to couples who live together who are not married. And the reason why we're saying that is our current inheritance tax has structured around three bands, A, B, and C. And A is for children and offspring only, B is for sibling and cousins, and then C is for all of the none of the above. Mm. And the reason why it's broken in that is that if you're in category A, you start paying 33% tax in excess of 400,000. Category B is 40,000, and category C is 20,000. Now, what we're arguing, and in fairness, most political parties are engaging with us, what we're arguing is that it would be much fairer and simpler, and recognizing the diversity of families and couples in our society today, that we scrap all those bands and have one band of €460,000 and have it index linked. And the reason why is because our lifestyles have changed, and the original background to the inheritance tax has now changed as well.
Okay, so all right. Okay, I want to bring Michael Pidgeon in on that. Michael, the cuts are $500,000 in a tax-free exemption for everybody on inheritance tax. What say you?
I think if you were inheriting it, you'd love that. But the vast majority of people will never inherit anything close to €460,000. So what this is a tax cut for people who are almost by definition, with some exceptions for this reform, but almost by definition, people who are doing really, really well. And I think if you were looking at things you wanted to improve in this country, first I'd be looking at improving public services, but if you wanted an infrastructure, but if you wanted to say we should cut tax, I'd be cutting tax on people who are being taxed for their work and their labour. People who are contributing something rather than just inheriting something. And those are the people who I think are first in line for seeing tax cuts here, rather than people who are inheriting €460,000.
Michael, how about that? Taxes for the little people, this is a tax cut for the well-off, the best, the better-off.
Sure. Well, first of all, you are taxing people who have worked their whole lives, because inheritance tax usually comes at the end of their working life. And, you know, indeed, it's when you have a bereavement. So these people, it's not a cut for the rich or for the business exempt or the agricultural exempt. These are people who have bought their house, may have a house over 400,000. The average median house in County Wexford, Shane, is 327,000. So if me and my husband wanted to give that to a niece or a nephew, they're going to start paying tax after 40,000. You know, if we had a child, if we're fortunate enough to have a child, it'd be 400,000 when they start paying a tax there. And you know what? It is a big tax. Last year, the government, the revenue took in 968 million, of which the bulk of the money, believe it or not, is for people in category B who are 40,000. And they, roughly, our estimation is those people, the squeeze middle as we have in this country, they paid 46% of the capital tax, or €449,000.
Let's dig into the numbers of the example you gave there. If I heard correctly, it was a house of worth 360,000. So if you were giving it to a niece, they wouldn't, or a niece or a nephew, they wouldn't pay any tax on the first 40,000. They paid 33% on the remaining 320. So they're a little over €100,000 is what they'd be paying. If you get a house that is worth 360 grand for €100,000 tax bill, I think you're in a great position. And I think that is not someone where I would see that case and think that is an injustice that you're crying out for. As a local councillor, as I'm sure you do, we deal with people at the raw end of the housing crisis, and also people who are, as you say, in the squeeze middle, earning a good amount of money but can't get on the housing ladder. If you offered them, after tax, an opportunity to get a house for a little over €100,000, I'd say they would bite the hand off you. And I don't see that case as somewhere where I'd be saying, God almighty, we have to cut their tax immediately. Because the downside of this is, you have to make up for the shortfall if you cut tax. You either make up for that through cutting public services, or you make up for it by increasing tax on people who are never going to see a large inheritance. Like
okay, Michael Sheehan, where would you do you want to answer that specific point? But also, yeah, where are you getting the revenue from if that €1 billion goes?
Well, first of all, you're conflating apples and oranges, because you know it's not about somebody getting access to a house. And to be honest with you, under one of the proposals given to our team by Roderick O'Gorman, they were looking at allowing people to stay in a house for a period of time, after which you had to pay tax. And I note, and correctly say, when you're saying God, you're actually having revenue to play God on this one to decide who can and can't stay in a house. Now, the figures, Shane, to go back to, is 968 million. That's what, in 2025, we're paid in capital in inheritance tax. If we go with our proposal that it's 460,000, a once-off lifetime index-linked, it's actually not going to change much. The benefit will go to the people who are in Category B and the Category C. And there is, and if you recall, Shane, I know you've done it many times, the O'Mara ruling by the Supreme Court found that cohabitating couples, regardless of whether they were registered married with the state or with the church or not, they were entitled to the same benefits as a married couple were. And that's why... The widow's pension is now known as surviving partner's pension.
Now there is a thing called the dwelling house exemption. If you've been living in the property for 3 years, you don't pay any inheritance tax at all.
Correct. But what we need to do, and it's a part of our program that we would encourage, that the government would deal with this once and for all, and by putting in the €460,000 band that's index linked, then the issue of whether somebody is or not allowed to stay in the house doesn't really come into it, because you have a once off life tax exemption, and it's coded. So in that regard, it is fair to everyone. It is fair to the different diverse families that we have. It's fair to those who don't have children, but it's also fair in terms of a republic that we're allowed to decide with our own assets. This is not a tax on wealth. This is a tax on assets. And
okay,
it doesn't,
all right.
Let
Michael Pidgeon come back in.
Wealth is generally stored in assets. So yes, it is. And again, I think if you want to look at who deserves tax, better tax treatment, a tax cut, it's people who are getting up early, going to work, they're dealing, you know, they're working hard to do it. And those people, I think, should see a greater return for their income, rather than I happen to have a rich uncle, or I happen to have parents who have a bit of extra cash to throw at us. Good for you if that happens. You will get most of it. But I think it's totally unfair to give people a massive tax cut for income they don't work for, while taxing them through the nose for income they do work for. I just think that's...
But they have worked for it. This is the issue.
No, I think that's rooted in a total misunderstanding. The tax is levied on the people who inherit it, not the people who are giving the money away. So they haven't, by definition, worked for it.
Yeah, but hold on a sec. It's at the discretion of the person who has worked a whole life to decide who is able to receive their assets.
Absolutely.
Or who's able to receive the
benefits. Absolutely. I wouldn't change that system at
without
all.
Without the government. Without the government have to play. The difficulty I have, and I agree with you, everyone should pay their fair share, but I think it's very unfair that we have a Category A, a Category B, and C. And the difference between Category C, which is 20,000, and A, which is 400,000, is 20 times
but
the
Michael,
threshold.
There is a difference between leaving a house to your child and leaving your house to, say, a niece or a nephew, is there not?
Well, if you know, not really, because if you didn't have any children, or if you wanted to leave a nephew, or incredibly, and what's happening more and more, Shane, is becoming more complex and diverse, you might have a carer or somebody within your life that you wish to leave it to. In that case, you know, they're treated as literally as a cold stranger.
So what you're saying, leave it to anybody you want for €460,000 tax free?
No, what we're saying is that everyone, like, make it equal, make it a plain. A level playing field in which everybody would understand is that it's 460,000 index linked, and that way there's no ambiguity. We're not spending time with revenue decided who is
okay.
in local.
All right. Okay, Michael Pidgeon, final word to you.
I just think it's frustrating to talk about this in terms of equality and equity, because the inequity is between people who will inherit a large amount of money and those who won't. That's where the big inequality is. And I think kind of teasing out the difference in tax treatment between people who are coming into, by what he's saying, €500,000, €750,000. I think those people, good luck to them. The state is not going to take all of that money, but I think it should be taxed in a similar way that we would tax income for work. And the inequality are people who, the vast majority of households, more than 2/3, who will never see a substantial inheritance.
Okay, Green Party councillor, Michael Pidgeon, Wexford councillor for Fianna Fáil, Michael Sheehan. Thank you both for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. conversation that counts.